In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, children, I want to tell you about a little-known saint whose feast day it actually is today. And his name is Saint Abraham of Gdynia. And Saint Abraham was a very interesting saint from the very early days of the church. His parents were very wealthy. They had a lot of success in their life and lots of money. And in those days, in those early days, they would oftentimes pick somebody out for marriage for their son or daughter. And Abraham was no different. He was the oldest son. And so his parents chose a girl that they thought would be a very good wife for Abraham. Now, there was nothing wrong with the young girl, but Abraham felt in his heart that he was called to something different, that he was called to live a religious life, a celibate life, and not take a wife. And so, but he was a little nervous to say something to his parents. So he kept praying, and what was common in those days back then was that before the wedding, they'd have an entire week, 7 whole days of party, getting ready for the wedding. They'd all celebrate and have a great time. And on the 7th day, the day before he was to get married, Abraham knew that he had to do something about it. And so, in the middle of the party, he walked away. And he went off and into the desert and began to pray there. And then, of course, his parents, seeing that he disappeared, they sent his brothers after him to try to convince him to come back. But he would have nothing to do with it. He wanted to live his whole life in penance and solitude in the desert. And so they tried as much as they could, but they couldn't get him to come back. So out there in the desert, Abraham built himself up this little tiny little house, I guess you could call it almost like a hut-like. And it was nothing in it at all other than himself and a bowl that he had and a cup that he had and his cloak and his mat that he laid on for bed. And that was it. That was all that was inside it. And so he walked in the door, and then he built up a wall so that he couldn't get out again. He built a wall up, and all he had was a small little window in which he could pass his bowl out, and someone could put food into it, and then he could take it back into his house. And he lived locked up in his own little hut for years and years and years. And at one point, his parents, when word got back to him, his parents had passed away, and they left him all their money, but he just distributed it to the poor because he continued to live this life. Until finally, one day, the bishop of a town called Edessa came looking for him. See, people had known about him and knew of his great piety, all the praying that he did and how holy he was. And so the bishop wanted some help from him. He had this town that he was filled with all these pagans, and he couldn't do anything at all to help to convert these pagans to the true faith. And so he came to Anthony, and he asked, to Abraham, rather, and asked him. He said, "You know, I need your help. I beg you, please, to help me. I can't do anything to convert these pagan people in this town. Will you do something?" And he laid out his entire case for it, and reluctantly, Abraham decided, "Okay, fine. I'll become a priest. I'll let you ordain me a priest, and then I will go and I'll work and preach to these people." And so he did. He became a priest, and he went down to the town of Beth Gaduna, and there he preached to the people. He said, and nobody wanted to hear him. So he built a church, a Catholic church there in the center of all of the different pagan temples. They were all in this kind of area of the town, and he built the beautiful Catholic church up there in the middle of them all. And then once the day that it finished being built, he went around to all the temples and smashed all of their idols and all their false gods, and he threw them onto the ground and broke them into pieces, and then started preaching about how they needed to leave that. And so the people were very angry, and they took up whips and stones, and they beat him out of the city. And then when he came the next day, he was found in the church praying in the morning. He had come back and looked like he was no worse for wear. And the people were astonished by this. And so Abraham went out and he began preaching to the people and telling them that they had to give up their superstitions. And then they beat him and they dragged him outside the walls of the church and they stoned him to the point where they thought he was dead, and they left him there, assuming that he was dead. But he was not dead. And the next day, he came back to the city, and he preached again. And again and again. And every day, after a little while, they stopped trying to kill him. But every day they mocked him and they made fun of him and they'd throw rocks at him and sticks at him and beat him a little bit. But he kept coming back day after day after day. And never once saw any fruit for 3 years. He kept preaching and nobody listened for 3 whole years. Then finally, all of a sudden, people started to realize that he truly was a holy man. If this man could get beaten and rocks thrown at him and stoned and could be at the point of death and mocked every single day, yet keeps coming back and keeps preaching this gospel that he preaches and keeps living life according to it, perhaps he really is a holy man. And all of a sudden, one day, tons of people from the town showed up and listened to him. And they were very sincere. Their hearts had been changed. And after 3 years of preaching, he baptized almost the entire town, which was over a thousand people in one day. And he instructed them in the faith and gave them all the sacraments until finally he was able to have a replacement come and take his spot so he could return back out to the desert, to where he loved to live that life of penance. And he did. So he returned back out to his little hut and walled himself back up again. And at one point, while he was there, he got word that his brother had died. And he had a very young niece who was 7 years old and just a little girl. And she now had no family whatsoever. And so he had to take the niece in. And so he took the 7-year-old girl and built her a nice little hut there. And he taught her all about the joys of the faith and taught her how to pray and taught her how to do penance and taught her how to live this really very holy life. And she loved it. And one day, unfortunately, a man came to her. And this man was a very bad man. He pretended to be a monk. He was pretending that he was this holy man when he really wasn't. And he said to the young niece, whose name was Mary, he said to her, "I'm a follower of your uncles. I have listened to many of the talks of Abraham, and I'm greatly devoted to him. I need some help in doing my mission from God. Won't you come and follow me?" And Mary, who was very trusting, she thought, well, if he follows my uncle, he must be pretty good. So she followed him. But the man was a liar. And so he took her and he convinced her and to follow him. And then he led her into many different sins. And she lived a very, very sinful life. And Abraham one day woke up and didn't know where she was. And he had no idea what had happened to her. And so he wept and he prayed and he prayed and he wept. He kept doing this day after day after day after day for 2 whole years and never knew what had happened to her until finally it was revealed to him by God what state she was in, where she was located, and what she was doing, the sinful life that she was leading. And so he put on a disguise, he put on a soldier's uniform and borrowed a horse, and he rode into that town, and he arranged it to have a meal with her, and he sat with her, had this meal, and she came and she started talking to him. And she didn't recognize him at all, but she felt uncomfortable around him. She trusted the man. He seemed very kind and warm-hearted, but she felt uncomfortable about her own sins around him. Until finally, at the end of the dinner, he took off the disguise and revealed that it was her uncle, Abraham. And she began to weep, and she knew that she had done wrong. And he talked to her, and she repented, and she went back, and she lived the last of her days in that solitary cell up next to her uncle's cell, and later on was known for many miracles and many holy works. And her uncle, for his part, he lived, after all those trials of persecutions, to the ripe old age of 70. And when his last illness came upon him, all the people from the countryside heard about it, and they all knew his piety, so many of them came out to see him one last time. And they all came out and they received his last blessing, and then many people tried to take pieces of his cloak as a relic to keep with them. And they departed, and he passed away at 70 years old, and is a great saint now. And so we see from Abraham, that no matter how cruelly we can be treated at sometimes, or how difficult sometimes it may be to persevere in practicing our faith, there's nothing more important than to do so. Even if that means that we have to offer up little sacrifices, even if that means that we have to do things that we don't always want to do, or even if it means that someone may poke fun at us because of it, because they don't believe the true faith, we still have to live that way. We still have to love Jesus and the Catholic Church above all else and be willing to do anything that he requires of us. And that will lead us to holiness, and that will lead us to one day become saints too, just like Abraham. We don't have to live in a cell and walled up and only getting food through a little hole in it. That's not necessarily what God wants from us, but he does want us to trust in nothing but himself and rely only on his goodness and the grace that he gives us and trust him in that way. And if we do, he'll always lead us towards heaven and himself. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.